With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The United States has completed its first evacuation of American citizens from Port-au-Prince, Haiti, where armed gangs have stepped up their attacks. More than 15 Americans were airlifted to the Dominican Republic yesterday. The State Department says more than 30 U.S. citizens will be able to leave each day that the government can safely operate helicopter flights. Russia's military has taken aim once again at Ukraine's capital, firing dozens of cruise and ballistic missiles.
It's the first attack on Kyiv in 44 days. City authorities said residents were woken up by loud explosions early morning in the capital. Air defenses shot down all the incoming missiles, although authorities said over a dozen people, including a child, were injured by falling wreckage. Ukraine's emergency service said dozens of people were evacuated from their homes. The attack came after repeated Ukraine aerial attacks in recent days on Russia's Belgorod region near the border with Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin had threatened to respond in kind to the attacks. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, the search continues for an escaped inmate in Idaho and his alleged accomplice.
Police say 31-year-old Skylar Meade, a white supremacist gang member, was being returned to prison following treatment at a Boise hospital Wednesday when another man ambushed corrections officers and shot and wounded two of them in the hospital's ambulance bay. A third corrections officer was shot and wounded after being mistaken as a suspect by responding police. The suspected shooter has been identified as Nicholas Umphanor, and a $2 million bond has been issued for his arrest. I'm Donna Water.
Federal officials want to know how airlines handle personal information about passengers. The Transportation Department will start reviewing privacy policies at the big airlines. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia, as we hear from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Under a legal settlement with the state, a group of churches and other Christian ministries will be free to hire only people who adhere to a statement of faith. 4 years ago, Democratic lawmakers added sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to Virginia's non-discrimination law. Alliance Defending Freedom represented the churches and says, quote, religious organizations are free to operate their ministries without fear of government punishment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voice of the Martyrs is urging Christians around the world to be in prayer for their brothers and sisters in Libya. The country is in the midst of a chaotic civil war with two Muslim parties vying for control. The abuse of Christians in Libya puts their lives at risk and makes it impossible for them to worship safely. Less than 2% of Libyans follow Christ. The vast majority of them are converts from Islam. This is SRN News. The National Park Service is being sued over its digital payment policy.
Three people sued the National Park Service earlier this month after they were not allowed to use cash as payment at several locations, citing a U.S. code that states U.S. currency is legal tender for all public charges. The lawsuit alleges that the Park Service's cashless policy is in violation of federal law. According to the lawsuit, the Park Service instituted cashless policies at approximately 29 locations. The plaintiffs say their cash was refused at sites in Arizona, New York, and Georgia. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Congress is facing a Friday midnight deadline to pass another government funding bill. The $1.2 trillion spending package includes money for the Departments of Defense, Homeland Security, and several others. House lawmakers are expected to vote on the bill tomorrow before sending it to the Senate. More details at SRNnews.com.